Welcome to Rosie's, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 101 Live, the radio audience at home. This is being broadcast on WNOE-FM. And right now, we'd like to welcome to New Orleans, Gatto Barbieri. Thank you.
This is the radio, WNOEF in New Orleans, live tonight from Rosie's with Gato Bandieri.
This was Santana.
Thank you. Behind the Rain. We'll be right back.
WNOF in New Orleans, live from Rosie's with Gallo Barbieri. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
A lot of people there tonight, huh?
Right, right. Some real celebrities in the audience. We're at our backstage telephone here at Rosie's. And I can see from here Stephen Stills.
All right.
And his retinue. And also visible, Bobby Reno. Of course, Rosie Wilson, owner of Rosie's and builder of this fine establishment. I think I see skinny Tom Chaney. And... heavens, just Attorney General Billy Gust, I understand, tried to get in at the last minute, and he could not get in. So,
has Rosie mentioned about anybody in the future coming again to play over there?
Well, of course, John Clemmer is coming December 2nd and 3rd, and that's going to be broadcast one of those nights on 101 Live, a similar happening broadcast like this one was, we hope.
Very good.
All kinds of things coming in the meantime. Don't know exactly what. I'm going to have to collect myself and buzz over to the station. I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
All right, Michael.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
A lot of people standing over at Rosie's. I didn't know Stephen Stills was still in town. Stephen Stills played Tulane's McAllister Auditorium since his name did pop up. I went to see his concert Sunday night. Very good. Was surprised. Heard a lot of... good things and bad things about Stephen Stills and his live performances, but he played mostly an acoustic set and a piano, a little bit of electric guitar. But very good. I'm glad he was in town. I'm glad I had a chance to go see him, too. In fact, it was on a Sunday. Michael will be here in 5, 10, 12 minutes. He's going to be driving from Rosie's back here to the radio station, and we'll talk to Michael and have Michael tell us a little bit more about maybe what happened down there.